Ladies and gentlemen, you're all very welcome here. First thing I want to say is I know everyone in this room has a mother, a fellow counsellor, a brother, a business partner who wants to come to the reception. I've never seen such a man. Sorry we couldn't fit you all in. Look around and you understand why. Secondly, thank you for your patience. A few minutes here, a few minutes there in New York traffic, and suddenly it all adds up. So apologies for that. We're a little bit later. But I hope you enjoy your company. This city, this country, and in particular this city, over the last 150 years, has provided a welcome and a sense of opportunity for immigrants that no other place in the history of the modern history has provided. It's been quite remarkable. A lot of you here are examples of that opportunity. The Ireland I grew up in was very homogenous. There were very few, in Cork, in the 70s and 80s, it was very, very. We all looked the same, we were all, sounded the same, it was terrible. And I was also down the same. But now more than one in six people in Ireland born off the island. And that's changed the country, and it changes the country for the better. And I hope that in the next 100 years Ireland can become for those immigrants who do come to Ireland what New York has been for immigrants of the last 150 years. One more very brief thing. It's just a story about that was told by one person in this room, but it underlines the nature of the of Irish America. Someone here who worked in a building on Park Avenue, and I know a few of you heard the story in Albany the other night. He was working in a building on Park Avenue as a doorman slash security. And one day Jackie O walked into the building, and he said, "Good morning, Mrs. Kennedy." And the supervisor snapped, "Her name is Onassis. Mrs. Kennedy to me." And she heard the guffaw and turned around and said, what's all this about?" Said, "Miss Kennedy, I always thought I was related to you. Please come, she's looking for a cup of coffee." And said, "Now, what's this about?" Said, "Well, when I was growing up, your wedding photograph was in my house. Your engagement photograph was in your aunt's house. And your husband's funeral photograph was in my uncle's house." And as a kid, genuinely, he was related to. And it shows the knitted together nature of those Irish America, how it's the stories of one and the stories of all, and the sense of achievement of one is the achievement of all. Ladies and gentlemen, they say that when the footballers look younger than you are getting old, when the Gardaí are younger than you, you're definitely getting old, when the Taoiseach is older than you, you're definitely on the downward slope. So that's what cue to get out of the way, and ladies and gentlemen, Taoiseach Leo Bracker.
Thanks very much, Karen Singer's guest, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon. I just want to say what a privilege it is to be here today in New York to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Well, what is not my first visit to New York, but it's certainly my first visit to Taoiseach. As you know, tomorrow is going to be a very special day because it is St. Patrick's Day. The New York parade will actually be happening on St. Patrick's Day, which only happens 1 year in 7 if I'm at my maths right. But it's also the day that we're going to win the Grand Slam. It's going to be a very special day for Ireland, I think. Just wanted at the start to take a moment to acknowledge the invaluable role that's been played by so many people in this room in building links between Ireland and America. I want to pay particular tribute to the incredible dedication of many organisations that do so much to support the Irish community in this city and beyond. I know that many of you dedicate your time and your experience on a voluntary basis to promote Irish-American business, culture, sports, heritage, our native language, and also to serve members of our Irish community here who need assistance and support, particularly migrants. The embassy in Washington and the consulate here in New York couldn't possibly do the work that they do without your support, and in many ways stand on your shoulders. On behalf of the Irish government and the Irish people, I want to thank you very sincerely for that. My visit to New York is an opportunity to celebrate the continued close and vibrant ties between Ireland and Irish America. Earlier this afternoon, I was on site at the new Irish Arts Centre, where I was delighted to announce that the Irish government has made a further grant of €2.5 million. I've seen the plans, and they really are inspiring, and they really are amazing, and that place is going to be up and running 2020 or 2021. So hopefully I'll be back to see that happen. I'm back either way, but hopefully. As you know, the Arts Centre will be a reflection of an extraordinary partnership between Ireland and the City of New York. And it will be a self-confident projection of the Ireland of today, which is creative, ambitious, open and diverse. It's also going to provide a platform for you, the Irish here in New York, to continue the great story of the Irish in America, to connect future generations to our heritage, and to show them what it means to be part of the global Irish nation. The government is also taking a number of actions to work with and engage with you, Irish people here in America. Through our Immigrant Support Programme, the government aims to strengthen the international Irish community and its bonds with Ireland. The programme supports the important work of Irish organisations and communities across the world and helps Irish immigrants and also the wider diaspora. Projects in the US received over $4 million in funding from this programme last year, which is testament to the value that we continue to place on our relationship with you and your community in this great global city. Next year, we're also going to hold a referendum to allow Irish citizens living outside of Ireland to vote in presidential elections for the first time. So no matter how far away they are, they will always be connected to home. And it's part of our idea of changing the presidency, developing it from the presidency of the Irish state to the presidency of the Irish nation, a global nation. You'll also be aware of our efforts here in the United States to focus on securing relief for the undocumented Irish, some of whom I met personally on my visit here. It remains a very high priority for the Irish government. And as you know, shortly after I was appointed as Taoiseach, I asked Deputy John Deasy, member of the Dáil, member of House of Representatives, to be the government's special envoy to the US Congress to deal with issues around the undocumented Irish and other issues in particular. He's been working tirelessly on this objective over the past number of months, been visiting every couple of weeks. And I raised the matter yesterday in my meetings with President Trump, with Vice President Pence, Speaker Ryan, and members of Congress. And we're going to continue to do all that we can do to pursue this issue and promote a solution with the administration and also Congress. And I want to thank all of you as well for working so hard on this particular issue. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank the US government this week for naming a new destroyer after an Irish citizen from Ballyhaunas, County Mayo, who died in the service of the state. Some of you will know his story, but for those of you who don't, Patrick Bob Gallagher gave his life fighting for America and fighting under the American flag. And the decision to name a US destroyer after him remembers his life and honours his sacrifice. Lance Corporal Gallagher won the Navy Cross for heroism during the Vietnam War when he threw himself on a live grenade to save his fellow Marines. Miraculously, the grenade did not explode and he was able to throw it into the water where it detonated. However, his luck did not hold and he was killed on his last day of duty just a year later. So this honour will rightly be a source of great pride to the people of County Mayo, as well as for the Irish nation at home and abroad. And it also reminds us of the extraordinary contribution of Irish men and women to the United States throughout history and the deep and enduring bonds of blood and family that exist between our two countries. So thinking of him, we remember that Irish people fought alongside Washington to create this republic and shed their blood in the time of Lincoln to preserve it. And in every generation, Irish men and women have answered the call to serve and will continue to do so. Before I finish, I just want to acknowledge the presence here this evening of Dennis Mulcahy, the representatives of the Washington Ireland Programme, including Brian Patton and Andrew McCulloch. I'm sure people can see that.
Identify yourselves.
Anyway. I think most of you will know Dennis as the founder of Project Children, and I'm not sure if you've seen the documentary How to Defuse a Bomb, but if you have a chance, I'd really encourage you to see that documentary. Project Children as an organisation was founded in 1975 and did something really innovative at the time. They sponsored 6-week summer vacations in America for over 20,000 young people, Catholics and Protestants from Northern Ireland. It was controversial at the time because it was for Protestant kids as well as Catholic kids. And you know, at the time, some people were raising money for other things, for NORAID, for example, which had a very different agenda. For most of those children, these visits were a first-time opportunity to get to know people from the other side of the sectarian divide and to get an insight into what life could be like free from sectarianism. Last year in Dublin, Dennis received a Presidential Distinguished Service Award from President Higgins for his enormous contribution to peace building on the island of Ireland and for changing the lives of thousands of children and their families. His real passion and concern is to see his legacy carried forward into future generations. The Washington Ireland programme, of which I am an alumnus, is an extension and grew out of Project Children and is a standard bearer for engaging with the young leaders of the future from North and South. These future leaders stay with host families, form lasting friendships, and build constructive relationships between communities. And today, I'm really proud to announce that the programme is launching a new pilot phase here in New York. It's a clear recognition that the ideas fostered 20 years ago in Greenwood Lake by Dennis Mulcahy and others are still as important today as they ever were. And it's also recognition that this great city, New York, is a city of opportunity for everyone from all backgrounds and all persuasions and none. So my appeal to you today is to get behind this project and to support it. The organisers are looking for a small number of families to host interns in their homes during the summer months. They're also looking for a small number of companies to offer meaningful internships during that same period. And I'd really encourage anyone who feels they can help this programme during the summer of 2018 to speak with Brian Patton or Andrew McCullough, or indeed the Consul General Madden or his team. As I said on Capitol Hill on Thursday, this programme really helped me. It helped me to develop my view of a wider world, encouraged me to pursue a career in public service. And without it, perhaps, I wouldn't be standing here today as the head of the Irish government. So who knows, in a few years' time, you might be welcoming back your intern as Taoiseach.
Good for you, perhaps. But,
whatever happens, your involvement will be, in a powerful way, enhancing of and nurturing of the ties between Ireland and America. And as I walk down Fifth Avenue tomorrow, I'm going to do so with Americans, Irish people and Irish Americans, and lovers of Ireland, of all persuasions and backgrounds. We're going to walk together as a people united, and in our different ways, we are all deeply connected to Ireland, and therefore connected to each other. So thank you for being here. Thank you for doing everything that you do to fly the flag of Ireland with distinction in New York. I hope you enjoy the evening. You're being a lot of good galera.